Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is May 26, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about ErisX releases API for bulk trading of Bitcoin, Ether. Indian crypto exchange CoinDCX raises $2.5 million from Polychain Capital, Coinbase Ventures. Bitwage rolls out Bitcoin 401k plan with help from Gemini. Tencent is pouring $70 billion into new tech including blockchain. Thailand turns to blockchain to boost renewable energy push. India's central bank removes lingering confusion over banking for crypto firms. Videocoin adds cash payments and rewards in bid to take on Oz. First mover, Bitcoin could get a boost from central bank digital currencies. Bitcoin bounce stalls at $9,000 amid 2% rise in S&P 500 futures. Now let's get started. ErisX releases API for bulk trading of Bitcoin, Ether. Crypto derivatives platform ErisX said Tuesday it launched an API for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ether and Litecoin block trading, allowing for bulk trades. The API provides greater integration of the firm's block trading facility, a service for spot and futures market crypto traders looking to strike private, high-volume deals. This applies to spot trades of at least 10 Bitcoin, 100 Bitcoin Cash, 100 Ether or 250 Litecoin, and futures trades of at least 10 Bitcoin contracts or 50 Ether contracts, according to a Tuesday blog post. Such orders might quickly rock those crypto's prices if the taker was to place them on the open market. This could trigger price volatility. By negotiating a trade privately with other ErisX registered members, clearing and settling it through ErisX's in-house service, and then reporting it only at or soon after the fact, the parties avoid destabilizing their own trade. They eliminate counterparty settlement risk while limiting market impact, Carlos Mosquera, Bonatual, CEO of Solidus OTC said in a press statement. Parties report their trades at the trade date or within 15 minutes of execution, the blog post said. ErisX said in a press statement that the REST API creates a workflow that is familiar to capital markets professionals. We are removing the friction and risks associated with OTC-based workflows and expanding the universe of potential counterparties for our members with a competitively priced service, CEO Thomas Chippas said in the release. The feature closely follows ErisX's May 11th launch of Ether futures contracts. Indian crypto exchange CoinDCX raises $2.5 million from Polychain Capital, Coinbase Ventures. India's largest cryptocurrency exchange, CoinDCX, has secured a $2.5 million strategic investment led by Polychain Capital with support from Coinbase Ventures. The investment aims to reinforce the exchange's efforts to drive cryptocurrency adoption in the country after a major legal victory in March. CoinDCX's hashtag #TryCrypto campaign seeks to bring the total number of crypto users in India to 50 million. Specifically, the financing aims to bolster CoinDCX's meetup events, community engagement efforts, educational programs and consumer campaigns, the company said. This new strategic investment into CoinDCX is a shot of confidence in our roadmap toward bringing the crypto asset class to a largely untapped Indian market. We look forward to our investors' continued counsel, said Sumit Gupta, CEO and co-founder of CoinDCX. Polychain's investment is in addition to its participation in a $3 million Series A funding round for the Mumbai-based exchange, which occurred in late March, weeks after a banking ban for cryptocurrency businesses was overturned by the country's Supreme Court. Following the lifting of the banking ban in March, CoinDCX has seen a 47% growth in trading volumes and a 150% growth in daily active users. CoinDCX said it was one of the first cryptocurrency exchanges in India to integrate bank account transfers. As India continues to close the gap between the crypto economy and the mainstream market, CoinDCX is strongly positioned to become the leading platform that consumers in the country interact with crypto through, said Shawn Agarwal, head of Coinbase Ventures. Bitwage rolls out Bitcoin 401k plan with help from Gemini. Employers struggling to meet the conditions set by the U.S. government's loan program may find salvation in an unlikely place, a new Bitcoin 401k plan from Bitwage. Calling the product a world first, the crypto payroll company said Tuesday it had successfully trialed its Bitcoin 401k employee pension account and would start offering the plan to companies, especially those trying to meet the 75% payroll requirement in the Federal Paycheck Protection Program, PPP. The PPP has proven to be a lifeline for U.S. businesses struggling in the coronavirus pandemic. A total of $660 billion has been lent out nationwide by the Small Business Administration, SBA. To incentivize staff retention, the program offers 100% loan forgiveness if employers spend at least 75% of funds received on payroll expenses. Crucially, the SBA includes things such as retirement benefits in the bucket of payroll expenses, says Bitwage. It adds that devoting some of the loans into 401k plans can count towards hitting the crucial 75% target. This gives companies an opportunity to provide matching or profit-sharing contributions to employee 401k accounts in order to help close the gap to receive full loan forgiveness, Bitwise said in a press release. Together with the PPP program, the Bitwage Bitcoin 401k plan allows employers to get more out of their PPP loans, while providing their employees new and innovative investment options. Based in San Francisco, Bitwage wants to integrate cryptocurrencies into everyday life. Company clients can use Bitwage to offer their employees the option to have their wages paid in crypto. Although its primary focus remains on the U.S., it has set its sights on a more global clientele, offering fiat support in more than 18 different currencies. The Bitcoin 401k plan is a collaboration with three other firms, crypto exchange Gemini, the custodian service Kingdom Trust, as well as the established pension provider, Leading Retirement Solutions, who keep records for the 401k plan with the Department of Labor and the Internal Revenue Service, IRS. Our vision includes integrating the Gemini trading engine directly inside of the 401k plan so institutional as well as retail investors have access to the same Gemini trading tools inside of tax-incentivized retirement accounts, Bitwage said. Although Bitwage's plan is geared toward employers interested in offering Bitcoin, employees can also choose to gain exposure to traditional asset classes too, including equities and bonds, via its link up with Leading Retirement Solutions. Tencent is pouring $70 billion into new tech including blockchain. Chinese internet giant Tencent is looking to invest heavily in new technologies like blockchain as it looks to move past the effects of the coronavirus epidemic. The creator of popular messaging service WeChat, Tencent is investing 500 billion yuan, $70 billion, into new infrastructure based on emerging technologies over the next 5 years, as reported by Reuters. In an interview with State Media Tuesday, Dowson Tong, Tencent's senior executive vice president, confirmed the company had also earmarked investment for sectors such as cloud computing, artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. It isn't clear how much of the $70 billion investment Tencent will ultimately set aside for blockchain, nor has it elaborated on what specifically it will be investing in. As per Reuters, the firm has acknowledged its cloud offerings have been hit by the coronavirus-induced economic slowdown. As the nation starts its return to normality, expediting the new infrastructure strategy will help further cement virus containment success, Tong said in a report by Guangming Daily. The news comes a month after China's blockchain services network, BSN, was rolled out for commercial use. Blockchain is a critical part of the country's tech strategy, and the government hopes BSN will form the backbone infrastructure for services that leverage the technology all around the country. China's steadfast support for DLT is paying dividends, believes Haipo Yang, founder and CEO of Chinese crypto exchange CoinEx. Speaking to CoinDesk recently, he explained this unambiguous approach has helped create a good environment for blockchain technology, improving China's credentials as an innovation hub and leading to the emergence of a vibrant blockchain investment scene. Tencent has gradually increased its exposure to blockchain. At the end of last year, it launched a DLT-powered invoice system and received the green light from the Hong Kong regulator to start work on a blockchain-based virtual bank. It's also become a member of a new national committee to help set industry standards for blockchain technology, along with several of its competitors. With blockchain being a state-sanctioned technology in China, and with the infrastructure for a whole host of new services the BSN having already launched, it should come as no surprise Tencent has opted to set aside potentially billions of dollars for investment in the emerging technology. Thailand turns to blockchain to boost renewable energy push. Thailand is teaming with a blockchain firm to encourage peer-to-peer trading of renewable energy. Announced on Monday, Thai Digital Energy Development, TDED, a public-private joint venture has inked a deal with blockchain energy startup PowerLedger to develop a blockchain-based digital energy business. The deal, also in collaboration with energy suppliers in Thailand, seeks to develop solutions for peer-to-peer energy trading and environmental commodity trading, Australia-based PowerLedger said in a press release. Ultimately, the partners aim to assist Thailand's drive to hit a 25% renewable energy target by 2037 as the nation transitions away from fossil fuels. Blockchain-enabled transactive energy solutions including peer-to-peer P2P energy trading, virtual power plants as well as renewable energy certificates and carbon credits trading will be the key to establishing economically viable renewable energy markets, said PowerLedger's co-founder and executive chairman, Gemma Green. Our partnership with TDED will allow us to accelerate our efforts to promote distributed digital energy markets in Thailand, Green added. The partners will oversee the management of four clean power projects from renewable energy provider BCPG Group, which have been included via a sandbox project to encourage uptake of renewable energy by Thailand's Office of Energy Regulatory Commission. BCPG is a Bangkok-based firm dealing in solar, wind and geothermal power, with operations in Thailand, Japan, the Philippines and Indonesia. Together with a Thai electrical manufacturer under the Provincial Electricity Authority, it runs a TDED venture. One of the first projects to come out of the PowerLedger collaboration will focus on energy and carbon management at the 12-megawatt smart campus at Chiang Mai University in Thailand's north. PowerLedger's expertise in state-of-the-art technology will help materialize TDED's goal in the development of digital energy products and services, as well as making clean energy more accessible to people. Said TDED and BCPG President Bundit Saipianchai. PowerLedger has been working with BCPG in Thailand since 2018 when it launched a peer-to-peer energy trading trial in Bangkok. India's central bank removes lingering confusion over banking for crypto firms. India's commercial banks can indeed provide banking services to traders and firms dealing in cryptocurrencies, the nation's central bank clarified last week. As on date, no such prohibition exists, the Reserve Bank of India (RBI) said on May 22. The statement came in response to a query filed by B.V. Harish, co-founder of the cryptocurrency exchange Unocoin, under the Right to Information (RTI) Act. As reported by the Economic Times on Tuesday, the RTI was filed on April 25, seeking clarification on whether banks were still prohibited from providing services to cryptocurrency traders and service providers despite a recent ruling by the Supreme Court to the contrary. On March 4, India's Supreme Court quashed a Reserve Bank of India (RBI) order dating back to April 2018, which restricted banks from providing services to entities dealing with cryptocurrencies. The RBI had initially planned to file a review petition challenging the Supreme Court's verdict, as it reportedly believed that trading in virtual currencies would put the country's banking system at risk. In the end, the central bank did not file the petition, however, neither did it clear the air on crypto trading and taxation. As a result, both banks and the crypto industry have been left in some confusion. Since the Supreme Court's decision, many crypto companies have started resuming their operations by opening up banking channels. However, many banks are still in a dilemma whether to offer their services to crypto companies or individuals since there has been no circular from the RBI ordering the lifting of the ban. Ashish Singhal, CEO of the cryptocurrency exchange CoinSwitch.co, told CoinDesk. Meanwhile, Nishal Shetty, founder and CEO of Mumbai-based cryptocurrency exchange WazirX, said, while the Supreme Court ruling had made it very clear that there are no curbs on banking for crypto businesses, the RBI reply to the RTI filing is very much welcome. There has been confusion amongst many banks despite the Supreme Court ruling because these banks have been waiting for information from RBI. CoinDesk reached out to a number of prominent Indian banks in March for information on whether they would allow their customers to use credit or debit cards to fund cryptocurrency purchases. We still haven't received any reply. Still, exchanges seem confident that the RBI's clarification will accelerate the growth of the cryptocurrency space in India. Hopefully, this response can clear up the confusion for the banks and bring clarity to the crypto community in India, which has shown consistent growth since March, said Singhal. Shetty said he expects all banks to start servicing crypto businesses without any restrictions. This marks yet another positive way forward for the crypto ecosystem in India, he said. Some exchanges have already reported solid growth in volumes over the past 2 months. Mumbai-based CoinDCX, a cryptocurrency trading platform and liquidity aggregator, witnessed 150% growth in daily active users in March alone, Chief Executive Sumit Gupta told CoinDesk. While some cryptocurrency businesses reportedly had trouble accessing banking support, CoinDCX and many other crypto businesses had no difficulty accessing the traditional finance sector, Gupta added. VideoCoin adds cash payments and rewards in bid to take on Oz. Serial entrepreneur Halsey Miner knows about mass adoption. He's helped create technology platforms like CNET and Salesforce, to name a couple. Announced Tuesday, Miner's VideoCoin platform, which draws on dormant computing resources to process streamed video, is adding fiat payment rails as the project looks to move beyond the limited sphere of crypto and blockchain tokens. The network becomes commercially available starting May 27. A broader reach is essential, says Miner, CEO of Live Planet, an immersive video startup that provides technology to VideoCoin, in order to take the fight to the market-leading Amazon Web Services, Oz. Interestingly, Miner's first job at Merrill Lynch saw him team up with coworker Jeff Bezos, now Amazon's chief, on a publishing platform. Taking serious aim at mass adoption is surprisingly absent from the crypto industry. There are really no services you can use a credit card to perform, said Miner. A company like Fox is never going to go to an exchange and buy volatile tokens. You kind of have to be in the crypto world to use crypto projects, and we are trying to break that barrier down. That said, tokens still play a vital role on the platform. VID token holders stake them to earn a slice of the savings gained from decentralizing the work required to process online video. Indeed, VideoCoin's private token sale raised $50 million back in May 2018, and part of this week's platform launch, dubbed Everest, is making VideoCoin available on Bittrex, the Seattle-based crypto exchange. Staking is a really good use case for tokens, but using them for payment just puts friction between you and your users, Miner said. VideoCoin's new fiat capability comes courtesy of Public Mint and allows the platform to accept credit cards, ACH and wire transfers, and to send funds to anyone who has a public pay wallet. Zombie servers. Stepping back, video accounts for 80% of internet traffic, and every online video goes through various stages of processing, such as encoding and transcoding to suit different devices. It's a shift that has upended the traditional broadcast model, which had basically zero distribution costs. It's also where Oz is dominant and making big money from its vast network of data centers. But farming out the processing and storage requirements to hundreds of thousands of so-called zombie servers that do next to nothing most of the time means VideoCoin will cost firms a third of the price of Oz, said Miner. As the global video business moves larger volumes of content to internet delivery, the costs of processing and delivering video have become a huge burden for major media companies, said John Ward, executive vice president and CTO of video streaming provider InDemand. The current COVID-19 crisis has intensified this. Oz did not respond to requests for comment by publication time. Work it. The VideoCoin platform can be accessed by developers looking to build on its infrastructure and streaming companies that can take advantage of cheaper processing, as well as hardware owners who want to earn money putting it to use, known as workers. It's also open to stakers who allocate jobs to workers ensuring the best possible results, for which these token holders can earn 16% of the overall remuneration. Workers will get cash. They will want to build reputation with stakers so they attract more staking, said Live Planet CTO Devadutta Ghat. Workers get work dependent on their capacity and the amount of staking they've attracted. Ghat said any owner of hardware, from a Raspberry Pi to a data center, can join the platform and become a worker. To illustrate the remuneration workers can expect, he said running a Raspberry Pi node or NVIDIA Jetson Nano 24/7 for a month, total cost of about $1, could be paid for by 15 to 20 minutes of video streaming. All the workers and stakers on the platform will be visible using a Block Explorer soon after the Everest launch, Ghat added. Edgelord. Security cameras and video doorbell companies are another large and growing market, and one which Amazon Ring is capitalizing on by doing video processing at cost. Streaming cameras have become one of the largest sources of video on the internet today, and demonstrates how dynamic the market for video processing is, Miner said. Looking back, the explosion of cloud computing, which saw Miner win big with platforms like Salesforce, is now being reversed. With the advent of 5G, things are moving back to the edge of the network, he said. Everyone has done a great job of moving to the cloud, said Miner. But now it's opening up all these opportunities at the edge with 5 gigaseconds low latency and high bandwidth and with blockchain, which is sort of the ultimate edge-based technology. First mover, Bitcoin could get a boost from central bank digital currencies. Bitcoin price is caught in a downdraft after a series of rallies in recent weeks that repeatedly fizzled out at the $10,000 mark. There is no clear understanding where Bitcoin will go, Yuri Mazur, head of data analytics at cryptocurrency exchange CEXIO, told CoinDesk's Amkar Godbal. It may either retrace back to $6,500 or reach $10,000. You're reading First Mover, CoinDesk's daily markets newsletter. Assembled by the CoinDesk markets team, First Mover starts your day with the most up-to-date sentiment around crypto markets, which of course never close, putting in context every wild swing in Bitcoin and more. We follow the money so you don't have to. With the near-term picture cloudy, some analysts are focusing on a longer-term trend that could be surprisingly bullish for Bitcoin, the emergence of digital currencies issued by central banks. It's not an obvious investment thesis because Bitcoin was invented to be used in an electronic peer-to-peer payment system that would be free of government control and operate outside of the traditional banking system. And most central bank digital currencies, or CBDCs, would, by their very nature, be issued and controlled by governments, and in many cases distributed through banks. But Jack Purdy and Ryan Watkins of the research firm Messari wrote last week in a report that the coming digitization of money, including the launch of CBDCs, could provide a secular tailwind for Bitcoin. CBDCs have gained momentum over the past year as countries consider whether to roll out digital versions of their currencies to keep up with Facebook's proposed Libra and China's forthcoming digital currency electronic payment, which is already in testing. The journal Central Banking, which is supported by the Bank of International Settlements and the European Central Bank among others, found in a survey earlier this month that some 46 countries are considering CBDCs using a constrained form of distributed ledger technology. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told Congress in February the U.S. Central Bank is in the early stages of researching digital currencies, and that having a single government currency at the heart of the financial system is something that has served us well. Even so, J.P. Morgan said last week in a report that there is no country with more to lose from the disruptive potential of digital currency than the United States, as reported by Bloomberg News. This revolves primarily around U.S. dollar hegemony. The largest U.S. bank's warning merely reinforces the urgency and significance of the efforts, and that's what the Messari analysts were homing in on. Catalyzed by Bitcoin and the recognition of the benefits of blockchain technology, many countries and companies around the world have begun researching, testing, and launching their own digital currencies, the analysts wrote. When these projects launch, they will have the combined effect of exposing billions of people to cryptocurrency-related technologies, according to the report. This will increase people's comfort with and understanding of cryptocurrencies, get more people creating and using cryptocurrency wallets, and provide on-ramps into decentralized cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. So CBDCs might be used to facilitate purchases of Bitcoin? That's the idea. Trend: while Bitcoin has recovered from two-week lows reached on Monday, the cryptocurrency is yet to beat key resistance above $9,300. At press time, Bitcoin is changing hands near $9,000, having put in a low of $8,630, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. Prices need to cross Sunday's high of $9,310. That would invalidate the lower highs set up on the 4-hour chart and confirm an end of the pullback from $10,000 and the revival of the bullish trend. However, as long as prices are held under $9,310, the bearish view put forward by Sunday's downside break of the ascending trendline connecting March 13 and April 21 lows would remain valid. The uptick from $8,630 to $9,000 seen in the last 24 hours lacks substance, as volumes have remained low throughout the price recovery. A low volume bounce is often short-lived. Hence, prospects of a strong move above $9,310 look bleak. Besides, higher time frame charts are reporting a failed breakout. The previous weekly candle below the long-term downtrend line support, drawn from June 2019 and February 2020 high, which locally invalidates the bullishness, said Adrian Zdusek, chartered market technician and CEO of trading community the BIRB Nest. So another move lower toward $8,630 cannot be ruled out. A violation there would expose 78.6% Fibonacci retracement marked at 8,524. If that level is broken, it would result in tapping into range lows support $8,000 to $8,100. The 50-day average at $8,300 could also offer support, said Zdusek. However, if prices rise above $9,300 with strong volumes, a falling wedge breakout would be confirmed on the 4-hour chart. That would open the doors to a retest of $10,000. Bitcoin bounce stalls at $9,000 amid 2% rise in S&P 500 futures. Bitcoin moved back over $9,000 earlier on Tuesday alongside signs of an improved risk appetite in the traditional markets. Prices rose to a high of $9,010 at 8:05 Coordinated Universal Time, but quickly fell back below $8,900, pouring cold water over excitement generated by Monday's 2.3% bounce from the two-week low of $8,630. At press time, the number one cryptocurrency by market value is changing hands near $8,860, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. Meanwhile, the futures tied to the S&P 500, Wall Street's equity index, are reporting over 2% gains Tuesday. Major European equity indexes are flashing green, too, with the UK's FTSE index leading the way with a 1.33% gain, as per investing.com. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude, North America's oil benchmark, has so far scored a 2.4% gain on the day, while safe havens such as gold, Japanese yen and the US dollar are nursing losses. Risk sentiment seems to have been buoyed by reports of a potential coronavirus vaccine. U.S.-based biotech company Novavax said on Monday it is beginning a Phase 1 clinical trial of its COVID-19 vaccine candidate in Australia. Results are expected in July. Bitcoin closely tracked action in the equity markets in March and April before decoupling in the 2 weeks leading up to the reward halving event on May 11. With halving behind us, the cryptocurrency may again start taking cues from equities. As a result, some traders may expect the cryptocurrency to chart a strong break above $9,000 during the day ahead. However, major exchanges like Bitstamp, which is included in the calculation of Bitwise's real Bitcoin trading volume figures, have registered low volumes during the last 24 hours. That may be gloomy news for the bulls because a low volume move is often short-lived, according to technical analysis theory. Thus, the sustainability of the recovery toward $9,000 is in question. Further, the short-term bias looks to have turned bearish due to cryptocurrency's recent violation of a 2-month bullish trendline. The steep upwards trend was broken this weekend, and the BTC price crossed the line which has acted as support several times over the past month. If the downwards price action continues, the lower $8,000 area is an important support zone for the price and should see a lot of buyers coming in, said a weekly update produced by the cryptocurrency exchange Luno and Arcane Research. Adrian Zadunsik, a chartered market technician and CEO of trading community the BIRB Nest, also cited the $8,100-$8,000 area in a weekly update. Zadunsik, however, is still bullish for the long term, as are most observers. Investors seem to be accumulating coins amid the price drop. On-chain data provided by blockchain intelligence firm Into the Block shows the number of Bitcoin addresses holding coins for over a year has reached a new record high of 19.44 million this month, toppling the previous lifetime high of 19.08 million in April. The metric has been on an upward trajectory for 12 months and is indicative of a strong holding sentiment. Record high long-term holders not only shows the growth of Bitcoin's store of value use case, but it also demonstrates the fierce conviction of investors who held tight during the 50% market drop, believing it to be a reliable long-term haven against increasingly unpredictable public markets, said Jahan Chu, co-founder and managing partner at Hong Kong-based blockchain investment and trading firm Kinetic Capital. There's a general consensus in the investor community that Bitcoin is a hedge against the fiscal and monetary imprudence practiced by governments and central banks over the years, and more so, recently in the efforts to combat the coronavirus-led slowdown in the global economy. Investing in tech companies is no longer good enough. Investors are now choosing to invest directly in the crypto infrastructure the future will run on, Chu said. From a technical analysis standpoint, the overall bias would once more turn bullish if and when prices rise above $10,000. The immediate bearish bias would be invalidated if the risk on seen in traditional markets powers the cryptocurrency above $9,310. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.